Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to show you today what they're trying to distract you from, but I also want to make known to everybody that's watching right now, or that is listening right now, again, the severity of the crimes and transgressions being committed against us and our God-given rights concerning this ministry are second to none. Last week, for 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years, our numbers were at 100,000 views per day. Just letting you know what's going on here, okay? And I've grumbled about this before, but I'm telling you, it's not aimed at me. It's aimed at the information that I'm giving to you that they don't want. Now I'm being told right now that our numbers have been cut in half as of yesterday, and now they're even down to 40,000 a day. And then people are grumbling about their feed on the live feed, and it's interesting that it's happening during this show. Because it doesn't happen during other times or on other networks. So, again, just so you understand as to what's going on, don't play the fool, friends. They are here. They don't want you watching this show. They don't want you listening to this show. So I'd strongly suggest that you do take the time to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and look at the information that they're trying to withhold from you. It's important that you do. And today's show is going to be aimed at just a little bit more of this. I had a friend this morning send me a video, and I'm going to play it for you, and audio, that I almost, listen, I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad. And if I have to, I'm just telling the bad guys this. We've already got billboards up. We're going to be protesting on Saturday. If you want to keep censoring this ministry, we are going to continuously spread out even more. Because apparently you haven't learned from this ministry yet that those that are born of the Spirit of God, the more that you afflict them, the more they multiply them. That's found in Exodus chapter 1. And it's always bringing up to par concerning in the present as to how we like to say it, holding to Scripture, let their cruelty swell our ranks because they are. We are going to continuously go out and abroad the more that we are censored. I'm just saying this just so everybody can understand. We're not being deterred by this. We're being encouraged to do more on the outside of what they're attempting to do here. But what we're going to do in just a couple minutes, friends, I'm going to get over to this is what they're distracting you from. And the information that was given to me this morning concerning this video and audio that I'm going to play for you. Like I said, I thought it was bad, but oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. What they're trying to distract you from throughout this month, and they're brazenly doing this in the face of the American people from the People's White House, is they are zeroing in on your children. Just that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let it speak for itself concerning a school board here in Minnesota, and I'm going to play a couple pieces for you. And I'm teeing this up for Saturday, friends, for our protest from 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 p.m., and then we have radio from 2 to 4. But I'm going to tee this up for you just to because I want you to have time to tee it up for yourselves so you can get other people to pay attention to what this show is all about and the information that we're divulging, or not divulging, disclosing to you. Forgive me. And I'm going to get as much information as I can to you just in a little bit here. Before we get to that, I did want to let you know the abominable hireling, mocking God. There's a whole lot of mocking going on today, friends. But just like history teaches us, the bad guys don't want you to know what happens when you mock the things of God. As we all know, Galatians 6:7 tells us God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Absolutely, that shall he also reap. This is what the bad guys don't want you to see. I want the bad guys to see this. I want those that remain in their sin to see this. Because it's applicable to all of those that remain in their sin and play with sin. They don't understand. Sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you want to stay. As a matter of fact, it's going to keep you for an eternity if you don't repent. Read Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. But I was just highlighting the fact that you remember a couple days ago I played a piece from an abominable hireling mocking God and then beginning to call him she, and then lightning struck his building. I'm not going to call it a church because it's a church of the devil is what it is. But lightning struck the building and burnt the building down to the ground. Okay? God is not mocked. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that doesn't always happen. You're right. But judgment happens sooner or later, regardless if we see it or not, because God is not going to leave himself without witness, as I have been sharing with you over the last couple days. I want you to see this, because if you all remember this creep, Andrew Cuomo, remember how this governor would wear T-shirts and he had both of his nipples pierced with bars? Just a creepy dude. And I think you're going to understand more as to who these men are behind the scenes as I divulge more information and disclose more information to you as the next hour rolls out. But do you guys all remember this? And I want you to see it because this is Cuomo mocking God. And listen carefully as to what he says for him.
The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering.
And he has had his ups and downs politically, but nothing like the sexual harassment scandal that now led to his resignation.
Guys, I really genuinely mean that.
That was Cuomo.
When that night of that fight comes,
he was exposed.
You're not going to be talking to Deontay Wilder. You're not going to be looking in the eyes of Deontay Wilder.
I am going to be looking in the eyes of.
I'm looking in the eyes of the Bronze Bomber. You're going to feel him as well too, just like the feeling that you feel him now.
Is that like an alter ego or something? Or is it a?
Is it well alive?
Is it like a spirit that comes into you, or what is it?
It could be an alter ego. It can be a spirit. It may be an ancestry spirit. Who knows? A part in our gene.
I don't believe in all that stuff at all.
I do,
because Jesus Christ is my savior, and I don't believe in all spirits and alter egos. And even mentioning stuff like that on TV, you're getting it.
And
honestly,
that's the difference.
God is with me.
You.
Nobody can be against me.
Amen.
If you're entering spirits and stuff into your body, you can't win. You've already lost. You can't beat me.
So what happened?
I can't get over what I saw. Let me give Tyson Fury credit for nothing short of sheer brilliance. He beat Deontay Wilder before they even got in the ring, and I'll explain that.
That's exactly right. Folks, and there's a lot of mocking going on. I'm going to show you a little bit more after the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. I'm talking about how God is not mocked, and there's a whole lot of mockery going on concerning the things of the Lord. Matter of fact, I wanted to show you this video that is just incredible, friends. I'm going to warn you first and foremost that yesterday I'd played this man that wanted to make clear that he was not a white man, but it was a man dressed up as a woman, and this man wanted you to believe that he was a woman. Okay, this is confusion. Again, I want to remind everybody, this is government-backed. This is a reflection of your representatives and your said law enforcement that refuse to enforce the laws against these crimes. Okay, they're hastening judgment upon their nation as well as themselves. They just don't realize it yet. Numbers 32:23. But this video, you have been forewarned, friends. This is the same guy that I played yesterday, but this is brand new video of a man jumping around, dressed as a woman, trying to give oral sex to Christians that are standing against their abominable choices and lifestyles. Okay? Again, I just want to make sure everybody's clear. The sick joker. This is what the government's promoting, friends. It's a man. It's a man dressed as a woman, the same one from yesterday. He's crawling around, acting as if he's giving oral sex to men that are standing up against their abominable lifestyle. I mean, it's just really this sick. And just think about it. Your government is backing this up. It's your government. This is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate. I just want to go through this really quick because they're mocking God at every given turn. And I'm going to come back to what I just showed you in a moment here. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how they can say it anymore, I don't know how that they could ever say it. It's never been in me not to be a believer. Even as a unbeliever, I knew that the Lord was there. So I always believed. But you say you don't believe in the Bible, then go ahead and look at his dash story. And see if this law is not true. Maxington built a false bridge to drown Constantine, but he himself was drowned in it. Okay, remember what George Whitefield said, all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. All politics, of course. Okay? Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage, which he intended for Tamerlane. He fell into the hole that he himself dug. Isn't that what the book of Psalms tell us? It tells us? Absolutely it does. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Be careful of the seed that you sow, bad guys, sinners. This applies to the righteous too in a good way. But we're not talking about that right now. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burnt alive. He was defeated by Goss and fled to a cottage where he himself was burned alive. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Remember what Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants. How's that working out for him? Folks, we're going to see it in this life, and if we don't, we'll see it in the next. Okay? Maria Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame, the cathedral for her bridal, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, and soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding toward the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and a hand as granite. As hard as granite, forgive me. When Fallon was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Listen to me, tyrants. Let them eat grass. Afterward, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass. Listen carefully, Americans. Listen carefully to me, 53 countries. Bad guys, you can only oppress a people for so long before you get a response. And I know that we're in times of judgment right now, but you do need to take the time and understand that when judgment is done, it comes to a consummation concerning what the Lord's purposes were to a disobedient people. He then turns on those that he used to judge, and it's much worse for them. Well, you say, well, we know otherwise. We know secrets that you know nothing of. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you're referring to tyrants of the past that were reported to the people on a global basis that they were killed in a bunker or whatever the case might be, and you believe that you got one over on us over the last war, and I'm talking about World War II when the 30,000 Nazi war criminals were sent into Argentina, just keep in mind every one of them is gone now. And the Bible is clear that no man is able to keep his own soul alive. That means they're dead and they've stood before the judge. So you think and deceive yourself all that you want to, but the bottom line is every day that goes by and that you remain in your sin, you are provoking all the more the wrath of God upon yourselves, and time is pushing you to the end where you will stand before your judge, regardless of you like it or not. Your judge. Well, you say, I don't believe. It doesn't matter if you believe. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens when you stand in front of one? That's what you're facing. That applies to all of us. And you will bow and you will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, regardless if you like it or not. Your Father believes in him. And I'm talking about you little minions of hell that serve the devil. He believes them. You know, and you people lie. And I want to tell you why you lie is because you know the truth. That's why you lie. And it shows you when you lie as to who your father is. John 8:44. Hey, folks, I know a lot of people also believe that, you know, those poor Christians that were hung and those poor Christians that were crucified, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, guess what he meant? He meant, touch not mine anointed. Because it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation upon the heads of those that trouble the righteous. That's what you get to reap. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Hey, folks, understand to those that have ears to hear as to what I'm saying right now. Let them do their worst. Because to the degree that they lay it on you is to the degree that they bring it upon themselves and more. Again, one is righteous, one is unrighteous. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up right now, friends, is because some of the information that's coming out right now is just incredibly disturbing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side of this because I'm talking about how God is being mocked right now in a big way, but I'm here to tell you that he's not leaving himself without witness. Okay? He's not leaving himself without witness. But I do want to, I want you to see on this side of our responsibility, having given the time and the command by God to redeem the time for the days are evil. And I'm speaking to Christians that understand that they are obligated and commanded by God to keep his commandments in righting the wrongs and to stand up for the next generation. I'm here to tell you that we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and there are people that are doing this. But again, I want you to see the crime, and I want you to see the people that are standing up against it. But until you understand to the degree that these people are going, these abominable devils are going, it's not going to enrage you the way that it should enrage you to actually stand up and deal with what needs to be done. I mean, I don't know what else, and I said this yesterday, I don't know what else needs to be told to the people on a global basis concerning the crimes that have been committed against you, and they're going to come again, and they're going to come again, and they're going to come again until the people stand up and make themselves the warriors that the Lord has created them to be and the soldiers that the Lord has created them to be. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I'm here to tell you that we are sheep following the Christ, the Good Shepherd, but I'm also here to tell you that he is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and we are to act accordingly as our big brother who spoke boldly. Who spoke boldly, who had strong confidence. And I'm going to Proverbs 28 right now. And that's what happens when we follow him. And what does boldly mean? The word defines out as to be, well, forward to danger. That means go after your enemy. That doesn't mean tuck tail and capitulate and hope the Lord raptures you from responsibility, because that's not going to happen. We're going to come right back. And I looked at the clock here a moment ago when I started teeing this up. And I wanted to kind of tee it up for after this next segment, and I just did that. So I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you what's going on in the schools as we speak, because this is what they're trying to distract you from.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's stormy in the south again today and seriously hot. Miami's implemented its heat emergency plan. In Houston, authorities are closely watching the power grid as the heat index is expected to top 110 degrees today. Parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota are dealing with more smoke from wildfires in Canada. and the smoke could drift east as far as New York, but forecasters say it won't be nearly as bad as last week. A big Supreme Court win for Native American tribes. The courts upheld the law that gives the tribes preference when it comes to foster care and adoption of children in those tribes. Since his Tuesday indictment, former President Trump's campaign has received more than $6 million in donations. But could he have avoided an indictment? The Washington Post reports a Trump attorney wanted to quietly approach the Justice Department about a possible settlement, but Trump said no. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Okay, folks, this is what they're distracting you from, and I'm teeing this up with all the issues that we're having right now. People are having. I'm not having these issues right now. People are saying things are going kind of haywire right now. It's sound and the glitch on the video, so on and so forth. That's not happening here, just for the record. If you want to go to GCN, you can also check us out over there. By the way, thanks for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. So with that said, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Again, I'm going to play this audio, and I'm here to tell you it's very disturbing. It's very graphic. This is being spoken at and highlighted, and the revelations are coming forward concerning the materials that are in the middle school in the state of Minnesota here. Now, I knew that this was bad, but folks, this is insane. But simultaneously, while these school board meetings and these school boards are being confronted with this lawless material, this criminal material, notice the White House is actually promoting it and, as they say, celebrating their sin with a high forehead. That's going to be taken off sooner or later. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, said Thomas Watson, and he's exactly right. So just so you're pre-warned, just so you understand, I warned you concerning the content that you're going to hear right now. They're finding this material in books in the state of Minnesota, and I want you to know what books they are. And someone just sent them over to me not too long ago. One of them is called The Kite Runner. Another one is called Drama. Another one is called what girls are made out of. Okay? Now, here comes Grandma, and what I'm going to show you on video and what you're going to hear on audio right now is she's going to give you a revelation concerning the content that's in that book. And again, just settle down, sit down, listen carefully, because I promise you what they're doing, just like I've always told you, corruption in government, corruption in the church, they do the unthinkable because people don't think that they're capable of doing the things that they're being exposed for. Well, they're actually teaching the students, friends, concerning the crimes that they're guilty of committing. And maybe you're going to understand as to why the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah when he did. You ready for this? Let's go.
Next we have Gail Holmes, I believe.
Can you turn this up, GCN? Can you turn it up a bit, please? GCN, please turn it up a bit. Thank you. Listen to this.
Hi. My name is Gail Holmes, and I will read from two different books from the Forest View Middle School Library. The first book is called Kite Runner. It describes a young Afghanist boy being brutally raped by three others.
Three Afghan boys, three boys raping a little boy. This is in a school book in the state of Minnesota. Listen.
75. Hassan lay with his chest pinned to the ground. Kamal and Wally each gripped the arm, twisted and bent at the elbow so that Hassan's hands were pressed to his back. Asif was standing over them. The heel of
They're painting the picture of three boys raping a little Afghan boy. Okay, they're all Afghans. I don't know why they chose Afghan, but they're painting a picture of three boys raping another boy, and then they get into specificity.
Snow boots crushing the back of Hassan's neck. All I want you weaklings to do is hold them down. Can you manage that? Wally and Kamal nodded. They looked relieved. Asif knelt behind Hassan, put his hands on Hassan's hips, lifted his bare buttocks. He kept one hand on Hassan's
back. This is in middle school.
And undid his own belt buckle with his free hand. He unzipped his jeans.
Painting a picture as to what they're doing to an innocent little boy. Now going to the belt buckle to strip off his pants with his buttocks in the air.
Dropped his underwear. He positioned himself behind Hassan. Hassan didn't struggle, didn't even whimper. He moved his head slightly, and I caught a glimpse of his face, saw the resignation in it. It was a look I had seen before.
Now, if you've ever taken the time to watch Conspiracy Theory, this is exactly what the priest did at Boys Town in Nebraska. What they would do is they'd take orphans into these homes, these Catholic homes, and it's not just the Catholics, it's the evangelistics as well, or the evangelicals as well. And what they would do is they'd get them hooked on drugs, and then what they do is begin to traffic the boys, the orphans, from the Catholic orphanages to Washington, D.C., where they were compromised and raped by politicians. Raped by politicians. The stories that they told are very similar to what you're hearing this woman talk about concerning the contents in books in elementary schools, in middle schools, in high schools in this country. All criminal contents. All criminal content. Now, this older woman is actually reading off inside of one of these books the content that was found in it, and they are going into great specificity to paint the picture to teach the young people how to commit the crime. And isn't it interesting? They go to school, they're taught this, then they commit the crime, and it's the same people that taught them that then end up throwing them into prison. Oh, my goodness, folks. Oh, my goodness. Let's get back to this.
It was the look of a lamb. I stopped watching, turning away from the alley. Something warm was running down my wrist. I blinked, saw I was still biting down on my fist, hard enough to draw blood from the knuckles. I realized something else. I was weeping. From just around the corner, I could hear Asif's quick, rhythmic grunts.
Okay, it's the same kind of stories that we heard when Sandusky was raping boys at Penn State. Very familiar. folks, they're trying to reveal themselves to you slower and slower. Now, this is why over the last 20 years, I also took the time to continuously bring to the American people what they intended through the Homosexual Manifesto, which was brought into congressional record or entered into congressional record back in 1987 in February by that of Michael Swift. But the homosexuals, when I would highlight it, they would say through the mainstream media that's giving cover for the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, concerning their crimes against children, it was interesting. They would say that I was lying about it, or they would say it was a satire. No, it's there. In all the crimes that are being committed in the face of the people against the children, we've had plenty of forewarning concerning what it is that's taking place today. Because your Congress has had this information for a long time, and the only reason they're given a pass is because your said representatives are just as guilty as the crime that we're highlighting even now by this older woman in the state of Minnesota. She's painting the picture of three Afghan boys raping a little boy. This is content found in middle school libraries. I want to remind everybody that if I, during a high school assembly, was to talk in such a fashion as the way that this woman is highlighting this material in the library, if I was to give forth that message, I would be immediately arrested and I would be charged with a felony concerning what I was advocating for. Can I ask you a question? How is it that the schools can promote it? How is it that the governor of the state of Minnesota can stand there with a little boy dressed as a girl and the American people or the people in the state of Minnesota still haven't put two and two together? These are the people advocating the crimes. Why are they not being held accountable for their crimes? Where is law enforcement? This is craziness, Americans. If they can't kill your kids, they want to sodomite your kids. Isn't that what's happening? Nobody can deny what I'm telling you. Nobody can deny what I'm telling you. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to let this lady finish her point.
The following is from the book, What Girls Are Made Of, by Alina Arnold, page 57. I go down on my knees like the guy on the bridge.
Okay, I'm not going to let her go into great specificity. She goes there. As a matter of fact, when I first heard the video, and I seen the video, I called the person that sent it to me, and I said, I get the picture. I said, where's law enforcement in your backyard? He said, Bradley, this is going on throughout the state of Minnesota. Okay. She goes into great details concerning what little girls are reading, teaching them to give oral sex in great detail and having sex even during their periods. This is content that's being found in schools across the country. This is incredible. Incredible. And Americans are sleeping. I came home after I seen this, and I heard this, and I said to my friend that sent it, and the churches are doing nothing. Law enforcement is doing nothing. They're asleep. Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open. How does that work? But that's what's happening in America today. That is, in fact, what's happening today, friends, in your own backyard. If you want to call in, I've got a couple calls up online right now. If you want to call in, please do. I'm teeing this up for the next segment because I got about a minute left here. I wanted to let you know that 33% of homosexuals, sodomites, admit sex with children. Okay? NAMBLA's slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. NAMBLA is supposed to be monitored by the FBI. Sodomites commit about 33% of all reported child molestations. 73% of all sodomites have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. What is it about? Watch the videos, friends, that I'm playing. Watch what they're promoting. Watch what they're celebrating right now. They're distracting you right now this month from what's happening in the public schools. They're making a prey out of your children by grooming them. That is a felony.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Social media platforms right now, those are sulfur balls, the actual sulfur balls that were taken from Sodom and Gomorrah. Just so you know. All the evidence concerning biblical evidence, if you are one of those people that need that, it is readily available. Go to WyattMuseum.com, WyattMuseum.com, and you will find for yourself that it's all there. The government means to hide all the history concerning the Bible and the evidence of the happenings of the Bible. They mean to withhold it from you, and governments worldwide mean to do the same thing. Isn't that crazy? These people live a lie. That's all they do. We got Timothy calling from Washington State. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Yes, Dean. I called in before, and you gave me the really good quote from Charles Finnegan, I think it was, that basically it was the pulpit and their abdication of responsibility which created all the problems. But I wanted to ask you about this particular scripture in the Lord's Prayer. In light of knowing that there's heaven is full of councils, the council of the gods, the council of the 24 elders, the council of the apostles, the council of angels, in the Lord's Prayer, when he says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," how do you interpret that as far as the governance of the church? Shouldn't the churches has some type of political council that actually watches what's going on in their towns and their communities, so these evil type of agendas don't creep into it. But my question is, when he says thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and in heaven we know it's full of councils, have we got the wrong governing model for, you know, how we're living and governing ourselves now? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay,
thanks
cool.
So much.
Okay, yep, and I hope I answer correctly, but here, just look to the forefathers. They have the same Bible that we have. They did it the right way. The difference is they actually obeyed. And what you see in the American church today is disobedience, rebellion. They're derelict of duty, and I can prove it 1,000 times over. Timothy, and I know I have to, you know what, I should do it this month. And I talked about it, and I put salt on your tongues. Last year I was called up to be a part of a conversation with the said church leaders, the evangelicals in America. And their whole objective was to counter this month and the illegalities of what the government is pushing on the people through totalitarian methods by force and making a prey out of their children. That's a fact. There were several people on this meeting, and I was the only one that was in that conversation where I told them that this is illegal in every state. And I said, as a matter of fact, if you want to go online, you can look and find that there's still 16 states in America that still enforce the law that have not. Matter of fact, Michigan is one of them where it's still in the books that sodomy is a felony. And what's interesting is they have a attorney general that is a sodomite. You see how that works? They just put them in place, and then they take the law and they'll turn it in, they'll invert it and work against the law. That's why people like myself, when we were kids, we were always taught that they were backwards. That's right. And it goes further than that. But really what you're seeing, Timothy, is disobedience. And when I was on that meeting with all the evangelicals, there was only one there that wasn't there that you would all know of. Franklin Graham was the only one that wasn't there, and I was hoping that he was so I could have some words with him, because during that particular time, or just a little bit after he said it, he actually came out and said that Jesus would take the shot. Blasphemy. I wanted to confront him on that. But the evangelical leaders that you have in this country are sellouts. And am I talking about every one of them? Nope. I'm talking about the ones that I had in front of me. And if I said their names, every single person would know exactly who they were. They are worthless. And then when you begin to look at the money that they bring into their ministries, that shows you who they serve. They don't care about the younger generation. Hey, folks, when I first got into ministry, I thought for sure the church in America was going to get around us. No, they were the ones that stood against us. They were the ones that were parroting the likes of the ACLU, saying there's lines between church and state, taking the meaning completely backwards from a subversive organization who has no constitutional standing. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to the church. 1802, Danbury Baptist, Thomas Jefferson, read the letter. That's the problem you're having in this country. They're derelict of duty. The majority of the professors in this country that claim to be Christians are no more than professors. There's no fruit that's been born, and the only fruit that they have born, and as a matter of fact, I'm writing a book right now called The Children of the Apostate. Look at your culture right now. That is the fruit of the modern-day church in America. That's the fruit of the modern-day church. And it's a lack of Christianity. And that's why we have fallen to judgment. But again, going back to Timothy, full circle, go back to our forefathers. What did they do? They did it. Today, they do nothing but highlight the problems. And then they do fundraisers highlighting the problems. You know, that was one of the objectives of this ministry right off the bat. We're not a begging ministry. Let's show them the fruit. We're not coming to you saying, hey, help us fill this basket. No, we're showing you, look at the basket full of fruit, and we can keep going, but we need you to keep us out there. That's how we're supposed to do it. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Lord has not changed, Timothy. He's not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You go back to Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. It's the people that have changed. And you tell me, Americans, as to what Americans in this country are giving their time to. We're doing a protest at Target on June 17th from 10 a.m. To 1 p.m. at the Buffalo Target, because we're going to let them people know we're not going to put up with it. We're not. Okay? You know what happened when I got to the inner circle of people that said that they were sick and tired of being sick and tired? That's all I heard were excuses. There's your problem right there. There's your problem. Your excuses are going to drag you all the way to hell, along with your country, first and foremost. And Lord willing, you're going to see it before you get to hell, because you deserve the hell that you've created. And the Lord said He would turn that nation into hell that forgets Him in Psalm 9:16 and 17. I didn't say it. He said it. We have Suzanne calling from Washington. We got about 3 minutes. What say you, Suzanne?
Hey, Bradley. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, you're just cutting in and out all over there. Hey, I just wanted to say I was watching that video of the school board, and the lack of care and the lack of emotion and the lack of morals and the lack of everything on the school board people sitting around that table was just disgusting.
I noticed that.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They're probably I mean, how do you allow that to me? It just makes me sick to my stomach. You know, it's sickening. And that's also going on in Washington State. And I just heard a podcast this morning, and there's a senator in California that's telling everybody to flee the state of California to save your children.
Mm-hmm.
He's fleeing, Bradley. So why are these? Why is he not charging these criminals?
Exactly.
They're fleeing. They're running.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm just going on a rant right now.
Oh no! I'm totally with you. By the way, going back to what you said about that board meeting, that was one of the first things I noticed. As a matter of fact, what went through me, Suzanne, was the fact that they were sitting there as if they were the judge rather than the representatives of the people and the school. And so I caught that right away. There's something that's going on that when they go from being normal Mary or Joe, and they get on a board, they go from that in one day to a demigod. And how that's happening, it just shows you that they're not qualified to be there in the first place, because it took no discipline for them to get there. And then once they get there, they think that they are now become the judge, jury, and executioner. And it's exactly how they're acting. These schools have taken the money, Suzanne, is what they've done. And then secondly, when you said that about the said representative in California, and I've heard sheriffs say this. You know, I'm getting out of here when I'm done here. I'm leaving the state. That is absolutely the worst thing that we can do, because what you're doing is you are giving just permission for the next tyrant to do the same thing when he wants something that you have. Don't sit there and tuck tail and capitulate. 78 verse 9 in the book of Psalms. Stand up and fight the good fight of faith, and continuously hold on to your possession. And when you look at Joshua 22 verse 4, it talks about the very thing, that when you have your possession, you're still supposed to keep the commandments of the Lord. But it's interesting, Suzanne, and I'll give you the last word here, how everybody loves their country and God bless America, so on and so forth, and they'll praise the brave that laid down their lives to give them the freedoms that they have. But now when it comes to their opportunity to actually stand up and fight the same fight, they're the first ones gone, Suzanne. Got about 10 seconds. It's all yours.
I'm not going to stand, and I experience the same as you do over and over and over again. Biggest complainers, grumblers, but they're going to sit back and let you do it. You go do it. You go, girl.
Yep, that's exactly right. Thank you for the call. We just ran out of time. We will talk to you in 23, guys.
We all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy.
Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.